Macmillan Audio presents Don't Look for Me by Wendy Walker. Read for you by Therese Plummer. One. Day one. The sky grows dark as I drive. I tell myself to concentrate, to focus on the two narrow lanes of smooth black asphalt and the double yellow lines that divide them. The road feels like a tunnel, carved between walls of brown cornfields which flank the road on both sides and go on as far as the eye can see. Darkness now hovers above and below and from side to side. It's everywhere. I hear the woman on the radio talk of the storm, but she is muted by thoughts that will not relent as the events of this terrible day unravel in my mind. This stretch of Route 7 passes through an endless chain of small New England towns. Not the quaint villages farther south, but the old industrial hubs that have been left to decay. Neglected farmland, dilapidated houses, abandoned factories. They stand like tombstones. I wonder where people live, where they buy groceries, where they work and go out to dinner, why they don't leave. The unease causes my shoulders to rise and my back to straighten. It's the same every time I pass through. These towns will haunt me well into the night. There's a gas station up ahead, the Gas and Go. It sits at the intersection of Route 7 and an eerie...